Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Wednesday edition of The Opening Bell. We were talking earlier in the program about the health care workforce crisis. There is a similar crisis brewing in the computer and science, technology, engineering, math sector as well. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says by 2020, there'll be 1.4 million computer science-related jobs available, and only about 400,000 computer science graduates with the skills to apply for those jobs. And that's why companies like Amazon are getting involved in this to try to make the crop of young people looking for these jobs more educated and ready to hit the workforce. They've selected Trinity High School in River Forest to take part in their future engineering program. Joining us this morning to talk about it is Sister Judy Schaefer, the interim president of Trinity High School. Sister Schaefer, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you very much for having me. It's an exciting program to talk about.
It is, and congratulations. And this is not an honor that a lot of schools have been able to brag about this week, but certainly yours is. Talk to us a little bit about what was the selection criteria here and what this is going to mean for Trinity High School.
Yeah, well, it was quite a competitive grant, Steve. There's only five private all-women institutions in 43 states who, you know, have gotten this and will be joining about 300,000 other students across the United States. And Amazon is working to prepare young students to be not just competent in coding and computer science and all that, but it's also giving them some opportunities for internships, scholarships, and providing our teachers with access to people who are professionals who are on the cutting edge in the industry.
And we talk a lot about science, technology, engineering, math, the STEM fields. This is an area where especially young women are being encouraged to get involved in, because not only is the workforce shy by workers in general, but women workers as well. Talk to us a little bit about the importance of having young women get involved with some of these areas.
Yeah, I think as we've all seen, women have tended to not be encouraged or even helped to be in areas such as engineering or math. And yet there's some new research out that's showing that women really do have some particular qualities and abilities that make them able to excel quite well in those fields. And so schools like Trinity, where we really work to empower young women in any field, are really trying to work hard to provide opportunities such as coding classes or other advanced computer science classes to help young women really move forward in these fields.
Let's talk a little bit about specifically the coding part of this, because it's going to be Trinity's coding class that's going to be, the as we've talked about, the recipient or sort of the beneficiary of this Amazon Future Engineers program. Talk to us specifically about how this is going to beef up the coding offering and what kinds of things Amazon's providing to the school.
Sure. Yeah, it is the cornerstone of our program is going to be Trinity's coding class, which currently is an elective, and we're hoping to add in 2020 some advanced computer science classes. And what this will provide is it will give our both our teachers and our students access to Amazon, to their internships, to their facilities, their skills, as well as, and I think probably what will entice many young women, really very lucrative scholarship opportunities. And actually summer internships at Amazon, which that's kind of a fun thing to think about.
Yeah, and that's inspiration in itself. On Amazon's Future Engineers webpage this morning, they're actually targeting all the way back to kindergarten young kids to get involved all the way through high school with scholarships and internships. That's the kind of inspiration we're talking about, isn't it?
Exactly. And I think, you know, the wonderful thing about Amazon is they're really putting their money, you know, where their talk is. And it certainly is, you know, to their benefit as well to have really a well-prepared workforce. I know here in, I've seen even, like you say, kindergarten, first grade, young children working with coding, and they love it. They find it fascinating and exciting, and so it's another way to make education really relevant and challenging and exciting for young people.
Yeah, and it makes me think, sister, wouldn't it be great if a lot of companies, a lot of corporations started doing this and we just got everybody on the bandwagon? That would help schools like yours in the long run, not only just inspiring kids, but with the bottom line, because some of these classes and some of this stuff is not cheap to add, is it?
No, absolutely not. And you're absolutely right, Steve. The more we could get companies to see that it is really to their advantage to also help us do what we're trying to do by providing both materials, resources, as well as their workforce, where our young people can work side by side with some of their, you know, cutting edge professionals and see what some possibilities might be for their own futures. Because many of us in education talk about the fact that we really are preparing young people for jobs that probably don't even exist yet. And so we've got to provide them with skills of really critical thinking and collaboration and creativity so that when these new jobs emerge, they have the skills they need, as well as some experiences, and that they can really see themselves being successful.
Yeah, I'm always taken aback when I see small kids, you know, in kindergarten, first, second, third grades, learning how to do coding. And this is something that that most adults don't even know how to do.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's really intuitive. If you watch little ones, you know, sometimes, you know, I have a little niece, and she'll grab the computer and say, "Here, Aunt Judy, do it this way." And, you know, she does it in like 30 seconds, you know, and I've been sitting there for 10 minutes trying to figure out, you know, but it's very intuitive for them. And you know, as we've often hear, you know, they're digital natives. I mean, to them, it's a really a natural kind of thinking, a way of thinking, and that's really what coding is mechanical thinking.
So, will students at Trinity be able to jump into this right away during the upcoming school year, or is there going to be a little bit of a delay in implementing some of this for the kids there?
No, I think it's going to take off right away. We already have the coding class. Like I said, we're hoping to add some advanced computer science classes in 2020, and our staff are ready to really jump on this. Dr. Roz Izillo is the one who wrote the grant and got it for us, and I'm really grateful to her and to our other science faculty for their work in really challenging our young women. We have a freshman woman who's already been chosen for a very prestigious engineering program from a different company. So it's obviously there's a lot of interest in it, we're really excited, you know, to see what we can do with it.
Well, congratulations again to you and Trinity High School. This is a big honor, and we'll be watching to see how things roll out and get some of these kids in some
great
of these engineering jobs. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, great. Thanks, Steve, for highlighting it. It helps when, publications like you really get the word out there so that hopefully other companies will jump on board and help us really prepare our young people for the future.
All right. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Have a great day.
You too. Sister Judy Schaefer, the interim president of Trinity High School, selected by Amazon to take part in their future engineering program. By the way, you can learn more about this at AmazonFutureEngineer.com. There are a program listed there, all the things that they do, and you can also find out more about Trinity High School, too, online at TrinityHighSchool, TrinityHS.org.